Pippa, you've just completed your dressage test. Talk me through it.
Happy enough with him, really. Very happy with his brain. Few little hiccups, you know, a few little a bit of a blipping in the halt rein back, where he halted well, and then the rein back he got a bit fumbled, and then at one of the changes he missed, which sometimes he's not the most consistent of changes yet. It's all developing. He'll get there in the end. But I was very pleased with his mind. Yeah.
Tell me more about him.
We've had him for years. You know, we obviously bred him. He's one of our Billy Stud breedings. He's by Billy Mexico, who has obviously sired a lot of jumpers. So he's one of the few that's eventing by Billy Mexico. He's always been a very big horse. He's got a good brain, and Nick and Barbara Walkinshaw own him. They bought him as a four-year-old, and very special because he's half-brother, the same mother as my lovely Billy Shannon, that sadly she was sort of listed for London, but very sadly she had a minor injury and we put her in foal and we lost her to leukemia. It was tragic. So he's quite special to us. So he's very closely related to her, and she was the most wonderful mare.
And what makes this event so special to you personally?
Well, Burley's Burley. It's out here where I have one of my finest moments in the collecting ring with the, you know, winning the final leg of the Rolex Grand Slam. So that was probably one of my best memories of my career. So Burley is special, but it's tough out there.
And what are your initial impressions of the cross-country course?
Big. It's very big. I know we always say Burley's big, but dimensionally it's a whopper. That's all I'm going to say.